Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those of you who are everywhere else, especially those in the absolutely beautiful, thank goodness, we finally got some rain in, you can call us on the toll-free number, which actually my screen just went blank, so I don't have the toll-free number, but I'll give it to you in a minute. Technology is amazing until it stops working. And the interesting part is that here at my office, we've actually had two blackouts. So I'm figuring that it's just being strange. So as soon as I get that up, then I'll give you the 800 number for everyone, you know, locally to be able to call in. So I called today's episode the number one rule of relationships. And this is about any type of relationship, including, and in some cases especially, the relationship that you hold with yourself. And I have had many people who have been wonderful, amazing influences in my life and who have just been, you know, these really, really cool folks who have come in and shared information with me and shared teachings with me. And one of them is a really phenomenal woman. Her name is Terry Ellen Westra, and she is in Boulder Creek, where I am now living. And she is a phenomenal therapist and spiritual worker. And my absolute favorite thing about her is that she, one, is my friend. Oh, there's the 800 number. Okay, the 800 number is 877, well, it's an 877 number, 697-9725. That's the toll-free number. Anyway, back to Terry. She and I were having a conversation, and in that conversation, she shared something with me that really very much hit home for me. She told me that her number one rule in relationships was be nice to me. And it was tremendously simple. It's tremendously basic. And I had never heard something really so empowering around the idea of relationships. Be nice to me. And I was thinking about that this morning and how often for something so tremendously basic and something so tremendously straightforward, we forget it a lot. That if you want to be in a relationship with me, the number one rule is be nice to me. Now, what does being nice mean? Does that mean always agreeing with you? Does that mean never telling you the truth if it's going to hurt your feelings? Well, I suppose that depends on how you want to define be nice to me. My definition is, well, you will treat me with respect, the same respect I treat you with, that you will never try to impose anything on me or expect me to be something other than what I am, that you will cherish me and care for me for the person that I am, not for the person that you need me to be. And what you give in this relationship is equivalent to what you take from this relationship. So once you figure out what being nice to you means, I really think that that is a phenomenally brilliant way to start off a relationship or to redefine it. Maybe you've had a relationship and that has not been the rule. It is never too late to instate that as the number one rule. All you have to do is say so. And over the last few years, you know, that's been a really interesting journey, you know, for me personally in the area of relationships. And, you know, some have come into my life in a very cool new way, and others have departed from my life in, you know, maybe not so cool, but, you know, at least I hope reasonably healthy. So one of the things that, you know, kind of expand on this, it really is about understanding all the different relationships we have that applies to. It could be a work relationship. If you're in a working environment and somebody is really treating you badly or someone is being very unpleasant to you, yeah, number one rule, especially in a work environment, be nice to me. And in that case, being nice means, well, you will treat me respectfully, that if there is a work issue that comes up, we will deal with that, and it won't be, you know, these personal issues, that if you do have an issue with me, you will come and deal with me. So once again, it's about defining what being nice is, but it still remains rule number one, to be nice to you. This even applies in our relationship to ourselves. Can you honestly look in the mirror and say, you know what, me, I expect you to be nice to me. No negative self-talk. No undermining, you know, little nitpicking about ourselves. Looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, not only do I love you, but we're friends. And sometimes that can be very tricky because we always see the magnification of our own faults. We always see the magnification of what it is we feel we're not doing right with. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we deserve to be treated nice even in our own minds. Nobody is perfect. None of us are, you know, making it out of this life, you know, pristine. You know, we've all been in the dark and stinky, and a little bit of it sticks. We've all made choices that we look back on and cringe. We've all done things that we wish we hadn't. We've all said things that we wish we hadn't. So taking all of that into consideration, just because all those things exist doesn't mean that they can't be nice to you. Just because you've made mistakes doesn't mean you don't deserve to be treated nicely. It is very important and very empowering to be able to hold on to that thought. In thinking of the relationships that you have, does everybody treat you nicely? Do they consider your feelings? Do they make harsh comments? And then it's like, well, I'm just trying to help you better yourself, or, you know, for whatever reason, whatever story gets attached to it. Do you honestly feel that the people around you are nice to you and are, in the relationships that you have, are you nice to other people? Do you have one of those friendships that, you know, you'd really almost rather not see each other? It's like the friendship has run its course, or the relationship has run its course, and yet you're both still there even though you really don't want to be in it. It's figuring out what being nice to that person means because, oh, by the way, sometimes the nicest you can be to someone is to release them and to say, you know what, you know, it's been wonderful, it's been real, and I think that this has run its course, and to have that honesty. Rule number one, be nice to me. We each deserve that. You know, when we're dealing with ourselves, you know, going back to that, you know, that glance in the mirror. And when you tell yourself, hey, be nice to me. When we take care of ourselves physically, I mean, you know, you don't have to go out and start training for a marathon or, you know, suddenly give up everything that, you know, makes your life joyous, like bacon. I do so love bacon. But, you know, all of those things, you know, I don't eat it 24 hours a day because I know that would be bad. So the idea of being nice to yourself, feel like, what does that mean to you? I'm going to be nice to myself. Is it that, you know, you're going to indulge yourself completely, 100%? Well, whatever I feel like doing or whatever I feel like having or eating or drinking or anything, and I'm going to say whatever is off the top of my head. Okay. Understand that everything still has consequences. If you want to just spend a day saying whatever is on the top of your head, you know, shut up, filter, be damned. My son has this concept of the shut up filter, which he believes is that part of your brain that is constantly telling you, like, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, please don't say that. And then you say it, and it's like, oh, you said it. Now bad things are going to happen. So for him, he calls it the shut up filter, where it's like, you know what, I could say this thing, but it would have bad consequences, so I'm not going to. So if you decide that you're going to be nice to yourself by throwing out the shut-up filter and saying whatever's off the top of your head, great. If, you know, that is how you truly define it, but like I said, understand there are always consequences to it. Maybe being nice to yourself means that, you know, okay, you don't go out and run through every flavor in Ben and Jerry's, but maybe every once in a while you treat yourself to a little bit, and you, overall, maybe you eat better, try drinking more water. Whatever it is, it's not about being nice to yourself, isn't about inducing suffering. Well, I'm going to be nice to myself, and I'm going to force myself to go to the gym, and I'm going to force myself to do this because it's good for me. That's not being nice to yourself. That's like that friend who, you know, so, you know, it's like, well, you know what, you're gaining weight, you should do this, and you need to go to the gym, and you're going to go to the gym with me, and we're going to, that's not being nice. It's, you know, maybe you need a little tough love. Being nice is not about inducing suffering. It's not about doing something that will increase feeling bad, and it's certainly not about feeling disempowered. Be nice to me means that I know that I deserve to be treated with courtesy and respect, and I honestly believe that. And I am going to do everything I can to ensure that I'm going to be treated that way, which may include not dealing with certain people as much as maybe you had, or sitting down and having a very frank discussion, like, I know you care about me, and the way you're demonstrating it is very hurtful to me. And let's figure out another way that we can have this relationship. Be nice to me. Each and every one of you, everyone everywhere, should be able to have that in their mind, that that is the first rule of being in a relationship with you. That somebody be nice to you, that they remember your birthday, that when you're feeling down, you know, they're there to say, hey, let's go for a walk, let's go do something fun, or maybe just to sit and grieve with you. Somebody who will say, you know what, I'll take care of these other things. Why don't you go have some quiet time, and we'll hang out, and you know, we'll talk about what you would like to talk about. Relationships can be tremendously simple and complex. And having as rule number one, be nice to me, seems like a great way to start it off, because that means that that's the other person's number one rule too. So you both mutually agree, we are going to be nice to each other because that's what friends do. and we're going to be honest with each other. And even when we have to tell those hard truths, even when we have to say something that's going to be hurtful because in our hearts we really feel that that person needs to hear it, but even on the other side of it, we're still going to be there for them. And we still let them choose what it is they want to do with that information. It's not about never hurting someone's feelings. It's about if you have to, it comes from a place of love. And you say it once. And then you let the person do what they need to do with it. Now, if it's something really intense, really self-destructive, yeah, maybe it's like, well, you know what? The best way I know to be nice to you right now is to tell you that you need to get some help. You need to see a therapist. I will back you up 100%, but you can't continue on this route. And just holding that space for them. So be nice to me is the absolute least that you deserve in a relationship. And that includes your relationship with yourself. Because those aspects and thoughts that prevent you from being nice to you, that go into that place of judging yourself, those are not helpful. They don't move you forward. As a doctor, I deal with the health and wellness of people all day. And as someone who also works in spiritual traditions, indigenous traditions, and who works with people on an energetic level, it's just as much a part of the physical level that one of the main things that we have to work on is the fact that they deserve to be treated nicely. They deserve to be treated gently. And that they have every right to say, I want to be treated nice. Even by themselves. Well, I want to go work out. I know I'm supposed to. I'm lazy. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. And then they create this whole thing about feeling bad about it. And it supports that, you know, they're unworthy of wellness or unworthy of health. If you don't like a particular exercise program, find one that you do. Find one that you don't have to suffer with. Well, you know, and I'm never going to get this weight loss, and I'm never going to do this, or I'm never going to, you know, have the physical health that I want. It's like, well, I suppose if you do absolutely nothing, that is true. And even if you do all kinds of stuff, you know, how far your health goes really, you know, is there's a lot of different factors involved in that. Going out to the gym every day may not solve the problem. But it's certainly not going to solve the problem if you hate going every single day. Like, all right, I'm going to do this for myself. No, you're at that point, you're doing it to yourself. You're not doing it for yourself. When you come at it from a place of, I don't have to do this, I get to. And figure out something that you really enjoy, something that you really love. Oh, my gosh, I always used to love horseback riding, and I'm horseback riding again, and I feel better about myself. Or I used to love to go swimming, and I found a place where I can go swimming, and now I feel really good. I'm enjoying this. Being nice to you also means that you do not create more suffering in order to fulfill some sort of goal. It's very much about the journey. It's about finding that place of full acceptance that you deserve to be treated nicely. At the very least, you deserve to be treated as nicely as someone would treat a stranger who they just look at and say, good morning, on the street. If you have relationships where you don't at least get the courtesy that would be given to a stranger, that's not good. I've known a lot of people that would say, it's like, oh, well, they're always nice to, you know, strangers, and they're the person that everybody can call on, and they're helpful. but they're not nice to the person they're involved with. Well, I would say you at least would deserve the courtesy of a stranger. Rule number one, be nice to me. It really is not hard. The hardest part is accepting that you deserve to be treated nicely. So in thinking about the relationships that you're holding, is that the number one rule in all the relationships? This is also about family. It doesn't matter how long the person has known you. You don't get grandfathered in and not have to be nice. All it takes is a decision. And then just define what being nice means. Because if you say to somebody, well, be nice to me, and yet your definitions of what is nice don't add up, then there's going to be a miscommunication. I said to be nice to me. Well, I am being nice to you. Okay, let's clear up the definition of what nice is. Because you may be dealing with two different, you know, definitions. Some people think nice is just constantly berating you to make you strong and pushing and pushing and pushing. And no matter what happens, no matter how good you do, hey, I got a B+. Well, you didn't get an A. There are actually people to whom that is being nice because in their mind, they're helping you move forward. Being nice means I accept you exactly the way you are. And if there's something that you want to change and move forward with in your life, I'm there. And I will stand by you and I will help you in any way I can. It does not mean I'm going to be nice to you by constantly writing you about everything that I think is wrong with you until you comply with what my definition of the appropriate you is. That's not being nice. And it is also not being nice to say, all right, I'm going to agree with you and do everything you say and never disagree with you, never tell you my truth, and I'm going to just make sure that I'm doing everything for you so that you don't have to worry. That's not being nice either. That's called enabling and being codependent. Being nice means I will stand as your equal. I'm not ahead of you. I'm not behind you. There may be some things that I know that you don't, that you'd like to learn, that I'll be happy to teach you. And maybe there's some stuff that you know that I don't, that you know you can teach me, and that we agree on that, and that it's something that allows us to grow together. And if you move forward, I'm happy for you. You don't have to stay back with me. And if you need to have your space, I'm not going to take it personally. And I'll understand that you need your space in that time. If you have a hard truth to tell me, I'm not going to judge you. I'm just going to be here for you and see what you want to do about it. But most of all, I am going to respect you and appreciate you. And hopefully we can help each other make this walk of life as gentle as we possibly can. In my mind, that's what be nice to me means. It doesn't mean that we don't argue. It means that when we do argue, that we have an agreement about how we manage that. So it's not about taking something personally. We can be able to communicate without judgment and without any type of emotional baggage or emotional blackmail. We don't list off all the other offenses. We deal with one offense at a time. And we genuinely let stuff go once we say that we've let it go. If we haven't let it go, then we still need to talk about it a little bit. But if we agree that, okay, we're done with this, we're ready to move on, it doesn't come back. Being able to appreciate someone moving forward and being the person to cheer them on. Hey, you go. You take on the world. You go for it. I'm proud of you. That's being nice. Rule number one, be nice to me. That would be an excellent rule number one for all of us. Because we deserve it. We've earned it. And the people that are around us have earned it too. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I feel that's kind of another way of saying, rule number one, be nice to me. Because if we have a whole bunch of people being nice to each other, I think things could get actually very pleasant. A lot less misunderstanding. A lot more support. And a lot fewer tremendously unhappy relationships. If someone does not agree with that as rule number one, you might want to rethink it, or at least rethink the depth of the relationship you have. At the very least, they can agree to be nice. So, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being nice enough to join me for another Thursday. And I will be back next Thursday. After the show, I will be checking into the chat room. And if anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, then I'll be happy to address them at that point. I know producer Kina is already in the chat room. And apparently, for some reason, this computer acts very, very odd as I try to get into the chat room. So if I'm not there, like, in an instant, just hang out. I will be there. I just may have to, you know, go offline and go back online and do whatever. As far as I'm concerned, elves make my computer work. My sons are phenomenal at making sure that everything stays all nice and balanced and even. So, in the meantime, I wish you happiness and I wish you love. And I wish for each and every person to really embrace that first rule, because it's a good one, because it brings balance, because it helps us remember that no matter what, we deserve to be treated nicely. We deserve basic respect. We deserve to be treated as though we matter. Somebody's not willing to do that, well, maybe it's something to think about as to how that relationship is really working for you. Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourselves, because that is your number one relationship, is with you. And if you can be nice to you, then that's a very good thing. So, if you'd like to find out more about me, you can check out my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And if you would like to shoot me out an email, you can do so at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And at my website, you can find out about the book I've written, and you can also find out about classes that I teach and appearances. And if you're interested in doing one-on-one coaching or counseling with me, then I'm available for that. So, in the meantime, enjoy your week, enjoy your lives, and I wish each and every one of you a wonderful, wonderful time of being treated nicely. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.